I'd like to read a very short passage of Scripture. John's first epistle, chapter 1, and the end bit of verse 7. The blood of Jesus Christ, his Son, cleanses us from all sin. The blood of Jesus Christ, his Son, cleanses us from all sin. I want to very simply tonight, dear friend, talk about the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. You know, blood is a very central theme to Christianity. We have hymns and songs about the blood. What can wash away my sin? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. I think blood is mentioned almost 400 times in the Bible. And if you were here this morning, we had another remembrance of the blood when we were thinking about the cup. This is the cup of the new covenant in my blood. It's a central theme to the gospel. It's a central theme to Christianity. It's a central theme to the scriptures. And you know, the Bible talks very often about blood. The Bible talks about, it says the life is in the blood. And you know, it's taken modern science a long time to catch up with that. It wasn't too long ago that people were had blood let out of them when they were ill. And it took quite a while before people realized that actually blood was a vital, important part of keeping a human being alive. And it was catching up with what the Bible had already said, that the life was in the blood. The Bible also says about how Christians are not supposed to eat blood. It says to abstain from blood. And I always wondered when, you know, my family always ordered a fried breakfast or something. My dad would never have black pudding. Because blood is a very important and precious thing in the Bible. But the blood that I want to talk about tonight is very singular, very unique, very precious. It's the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. And it says here, the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ, his Son, cleanses us from all sin. And it was that life that the Lord Jesus led, and that death that he endured, when he laid it down in complete surrender, when that blood was shed. And that precious blood is the theme that I want to talk to you about tonight. Because it's that blood that has enabled God tonight to come out towards you in blessing. It's that blood that forms the basis of everything that God has secured for himself. There's going to be a whole new universe, if you like, that's going to be secured for God because of that blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. It's this incredibly precious thing. And Peter talks about it as precious. He talks about it as more precious. We're not being redeemed by things like gold and silver. They're possibly the most precious things that we as human beings value. They're things that we are able to say that's worth a lot. But they pale in comparison with God's valuation of the precious blood of his Son, the Lord Jesus Christ. And it's that blood, it's by that blood that we have been redeemed, those of you that are Christians. And it's by that blood tonight, dear friend, that if you are yet unsaved, that you can shelter under tonight and come into all the blessings that God wants to give you. And it's all because of this one single thing, the precious blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. You know, I said about it being like silver and gold, and you can't buy your salvation. There was somebody in the Acts, I think he was called Simon, who thought that he could in some way buy the Holy Spirit. And there's many people today that think that they can earn or buy or do something in order to gain their salvation. But there's nothing that is in God's eyes any more precious than his beloved Son and the shedding of his blood on that cross. There's nothing more precious to God than seeing his Son as a perfect sacrifice, enabling him to come out towards you tonight in blessing and to show his love towards you. There's nothing that we can possibly give that can be in any way, in any sort of comparison to the sacrifice that the Lord Jesus Christ has presented to his God and Father. It's all there in that wonderful single event on that cross when his blood was shed. And, you know, God is able to righteously redeem you tonight because of that event that it's like the center of time itself, the cross. Everything was leading up to it, and everything that we have now points back to it. It's just this central point to the whole of time itself is this cross of Christ, where he was hanging there on that cross, and he shed that precious blood so that the gospel tonight can be preached, and that you tonight, sitting in your seat here, can come under the shelter of that precious blood. It says here that the blood of Jesus Christ cleanses us from all sin. Sin is something that we hear about probably every single week from this pulpit here. That three-letter word that causes us so much pain and so many problems. You know, the Bible talks in very blunt terms about sin. People today perhaps don't like admitting things are sin. They come up with all sorts of other words for it. It's just a weakness or it's just a mistake. But actually, the Bible is very clear when it talks about sin. And it talks about sin in some very straightforward and some very challenging ways. That the Bible says that we're all sinners. And the Bible says that we're all sold under sin. And that we're all servants or slaves of sin before we come to know the Lord Jesus Christ. And it's very straightforward in the Bible, really. You know, sometimes perhaps we think that Christianity can be very complicated. But it's very straightforward in the sense that unless you know the Lord Jesus Christ as your personal Saviour, you're still in your sins. And as soon as you come to know the person, Lord Jesus Christ, as your personal Saviour, then you're not anymore, and you're free. And all your sins have been washed away. What by? By His precious blood. It's fairly straightforward. There's lots of things in Christianity that perhaps do get very confusing and complicated, but the gospel is very simple and very straightforward. It has to be, because it's there for everybody, from the youngest to the oldest. God hasn't designed a really complicated way where only certain people with certain qualifications can enter into His blessing. God's designed this amazing way whereby anybody who comes to know the Lord Jesus Christ is able to come in and enjoy the full blessings and the joy that God wants to give every single person in this room tonight. You know, it says here, He cleanses us from all sin. And as I said, the Bible talks very straightforwardly about sin. It says sin entered into the world and by sin death, and so death passed upon all. And there's a blanket title, if you like, that every human being belongs to, is you can all call yourself a sinner. I can call myself a sinner because, dear friend, the Bible says that all men have sinned. And in order to come out from that bondage of sin, a price has to be paid, because God can't just sweep sin under the carpet. God is love. God is a loving God. God is a righteous God. God is a holy God. And Adam and Eve found out very quickly in the Garden of Eden, once they'd sinned, that they can't just come up with a solution to the sin problem however they liked. They, in the garden, tried to create their own coverings from fig leaves. And God had to show them that actually, in order for the sin to be covered, a sacrifice has to be made, and blood had to be shed, and an animal had to die so that they were given skins to cover the sin that they had committed. And dear friend, it goes all the way through the scriptures that blood has to be shed. A substitute has to be found in order for God to overlook, in order for God to cover that sin. And in the Old Testament, it happened year on year on year. And every year there was a great day of atonement where, I don't know how many sacrifices were made, but lots of them were, in order so that God could carry on in some sort of relationship with His people because of that blood that was shed. But you know, the wonderful thing about the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ, and we've been reading about it in Hebrews, is that it's not a thing to be repeated. It's a once for all thing. And dear friend, the wonderful thing about the sacrifice of the Lord Jesus Christ is that having done that, having sacrificed himself on that cross, having shed that precious blood, that it never has to be repeated again. But for us, that means that our sins never have to be brought up again. That it's finished and dealt with completely, eternally, to God's satisfaction. And we often, you know, we find it very difficult sometimes to let sins go in our own lives. Perhaps, you know, we look back on our lives and think that how can God possibly forgive things that we've done or said and thought? And we think, how can God possibly love somebody that's done that? But whatever you've done tonight, dear friend, whatever you thought, however bad a sinner you might think you are, the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ is able to cleanse you from all sin. It's very clear in that. Again, it's very straightforward. Cleanses us from all sin. He wouldn't have written all if He didn't mean it. If it meant, well, the blood of Jesus Christ can cleanse you from the sins that you remember, or the bigger sins, or the smaller sins. But it doesn't say that. It's a blanket. It's all sin. Past, present, and future have been dealt with completely in the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ, if you'll come tonight and accept him as your personal saviour. That's what's on offer in the gospel tonight, dear friend. That's the wonderful way that God has prepared, that blood had to be shed. And it can't be our own, and it can't be an animal's. He had to do something from his own side. And it cost God a lot. It cost God a huge amount in order to send his son here to die on your behalf so that you can go free. And dear friend, when you look at the gospel, when you look at the way that God has loved you so much that he sent his only beloved son, when you look at the way that God has designed this plan of salvation and has put you in this room tonight so that you're hearing the gospel again, that deserves a response, doesn't it? When you look at the huge cost and the sacrifice, you know, I can't do it justice by talking about it. Go and read the Gospels. Go and read the accounts of the crucifixion. Go and read the accounts, we spoke about it this afternoon, of the Lord in the garden and the pain and the anguish that he had about what he was about to do. Go and read the Psalms where you get the feelings of the Lord. And look at that and think, doesn't that deserve some sort of response? Doesn't that deserve some sort of answer for everything that God has given for you? Everything's been done. Everything's been dealt with. Everything's been sorted. And all that needs now on your part is to come in repentance and faith. Dear friend, I keep saying it, but it's very straightforward. The gospel is not simplistic, but it's very simple. It's very straightforward. It's very easy to understand. And dear friend, tonight, it's open to whosoever will. The blood of Jesus Christ cleanses us from all sin. And you know, dear friend, once you come to know the Lord Jesus Christ as your Saviour, as I said, your sins are never brought up again. There's a wonderful peace and joy that you can have of knowing that things are settled now and forever. And that you can enter into God's presence knowing that you are accepted there because of the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. It's not about doing anything of your own strength. You're not in God's presence because of anything you've done. You're in God's presence because he's looking on you as he looks on his beloved son. And there's a wonderful peace that you can have. You know, some people, unfortunately some Christians, but lots of different religions, they're always striving to get better and they're always striving to do things their own way and to try and earn their way in. But the huge difference with Christianity is it's been done and settled, and that you can stand in the presence of God and you can come into God's presence. It says in Hebrews, with boldness. Because of the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. It's completely cleansed you. The blood of the Lord Jesus Christ cleanses us from all sin. And you know, I can stand here tonight and talk to you about the terms of the gospel. And we've all heard the terms of the gospel time and time again. But it's not just about understanding in an academic way. One of the best pictures, I guess, of how the blood works is in Exodus about the Passover. And you know, in order for the blood of that lamb that was slain to be effective, it had to be put on the doorposts and the lintels. And dear friend, tonight, it's no good just understanding the gospel. You have to apply it to yourself. You have to understand that the Lord Jesus Christ didn't just die, he died for you. God doesn't just love, God loves you. God wants you. And dear friend, I can talk to you, and many people have stood behind this desk and talked to you about the terms of the gospel and about how it works and about what you need to do to be saved. And you can understand it in an academic way, but you need to come to know it yourself. You need to come to know it in a personal way. He's a personal saviour, the Lord Jesus Christ. He's somebody that you get to know. He's somebody you have a relationship with. And dear friend, if you're sitting here tonight and you're thinking, well, I've heard the gospel many, many times, ask yourself the question, have I actually made it my own? Have I actually applied the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ to the doorposts and the lintels in type in Exodus? Have I made it my own? Because, dear friend, ultimately, that's what it comes down to. It's not about your associations or your family or how many times you went to church. It's about whether you know the Lord Jesus Christ as your Saviour. That's the eternal question. That's ultimately what's going to judge where you spend eternity. is whether you know the Lord Jesus Christ as your personal Saviour. Whether you have ever repented and come to God in faith. Whether you are sheltering under that precious blood. That's the eternal question tonight. Nobody is going to be interested in how many times you did excellent works, or how many times you read your Bible, or how many times you went to church. They're good things. But ultimately, it's whether you know the Lord Jesus Christ as your Saviour. That's the big question. Are you sheltering tonight under the precious blood? Have you come the way of the cross? Or are you sitting here tonight hoping that somehow Christianity is just going to be absorbed by some sort of osmosis, and that because you come to church or the meeting every week, it's going to eventually soak in and that you'll be counted as a Christian? Dear friend, tonight the only way is through repentance and faith. And I want that to be really clear. It's no good sitting here tonight thinking that you're a Christian having never come the way of the cross. The Lord Jesus Christ and his blood cleanses us from all sin. The ransom that has secured us out of the grips of the devil has been paid by that precious blood. And Corinthians says that we've been bought with a price. And then it says that we're to glorify God in our bodies. You see, there's another step to the gospel. There's salvation. Salvation from hell. Salvation from the penalty that sin gives us. Separation, eternal separation from God. And that's a wonderful part of the gospel, to know that we have a home secured for us in heaven. But there's another part as well. We see God doesn't just want us to be saved and then just carry on living our lives as we always have done. The sacrifice of the Lord Jesus Christ wasn't given just so that we can carry on how we always were. He says we're to glorify God in your bodies because we've been bought with a price. And tonight, dear friend, I just want you to, if you're a Christian, I want you to just think about, yes, you might be saved, but are you living your life now through the power of the Holy Spirit entirely for God? That's a really challenging question that I find myself having to honestly answer. No, probably not. But dear friends, it's not just about initial salvation. God's provided everything for this journey and this pathway down here until we're eventually either go through the veil of death or called to meet the Lord in the air. We're not just left to our own devices. We're not just given this wonderful message of salvation, which we come to in repentance and faith, and then that's it, we're just left to it. God's given us everything. He's given us his Holy Spirit, whereby we can overcome and have victory over the things that are holding us back. We spoke today about the sins and the weights in our lives. And it's through the power of the Holy Spirit that we're able to cast off those weights and to get victory over those sins in our lives. We're given the Lord Jesus Christ himself as our shepherd and our friend and our guide, who is able to, we're able to follow him, and he's able to lead us through this pathway, this difficult pathway that we have down here. We're given the Bible, God's word itself, of which I find myself very much undervaluing. But what a resource it is that we have God's word in our hands, so that we know what God says about lots of different things. It's very confusing growing up in this world, but God's word never changes. God's word will tell you about salvation, and God's word will tell you about eternity, and God's word will tell you about everything else in between that. You know, he's given us a hope that one day we'll see our Saviour face to face. There's so much on offer, if you like, in the gospel that God wants to bless you with tonight. Initially, dear friend, I pray that you'll come to know the Lord Jesus Christ as your Saviour. But moving on slightly from that, you come to know him as your shepherd and your friend and your guide. You come to know him as your Lord, and you surrender your life to him. He's given so much to secure you. And dear friend, is it not just the loveliest thing to be able to surrender your life completely to God so that he can use you in whatever way he wants to? There was a man in the gospel who was healed of some disease, and it says he went down to his house glorifying God. And dear friend, ultimately that's what God wants you for. God wants you to worship him and to praise him and to glorify him. And dear friend, you can do that You can do that whenever you want to, really. You can worship God whenever you want to. We have a wonderful time on a Sunday morning where we can come together and worship. But you can glorify God in whatever you do. Colossians talks about that. You know, it's not, again, it's not about being a certain age or being a certain qualification. God is able to use you whatever age, whatever stage you are at. And dear friend tonight, dear believer tonight as well, just come to know the Lord Jesus Christ more intimately as your Saviour. Not academically, not as something that you sort of just give some sort of mental assent to, but a real man who you're able to have a real living relationship with, who's able to help you and guide you in everything you do. And it's all, as I say, it's all been secured on that precious blood. The blood of the Lord Jesus Christ cleanses us from all sin. There's nothing else in this world that can come close to the value that God has put on that blood. And dear friend, tonight, I pray that you will come to know the Lord Jesus Christ as your Saviour and to shelter under that precious blood for time and for eternity. It's there, it's been done, it's been finished. And all that's required now on your part is repentance and faith. And dear friend, tonight, I pray that the Spirit will work in your heart to come to know him as your personal Saviour, the Lord Jesus Christ. The blood of the Lord Jesus Christ, his Son, cleanses us from all sin. That's a wonderful promise, isn't it? That's a wonderful guarantee. And dear friend, I pray tonight that you'll make that your own. The blood of Jesus Christ, his Son, cleanses us from all sin. For his name's sake. Amen.